Brisbane's better when you're listening to Stav, Abby and Matt. Visit Brisbane City Council's website to find out how council is making Brisbane better too. Stav,
Abby and Matt. Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
Hello everyone, thank you for downloading the podcast.
Yes.
What fun we had today.
Lots of fun.
Yes.
Lots and lots of fun.
Oh, no. Is this where I'm like, oh, we're having such a great time, this is such a great party, and you guys are like, oh, no,
oh,
not really.
Okay.
I mean, if you thought it was good.
I quite enjoyed it.
I got to work tomorrow, so.
Right. And I've never heard you say that. You'd never be halfway through a party and be like, responsible me. You'd be like, nah, you'd be right.
I am responsible. I am.
You're probably all or nothing, though, actually.
Yeah,
aren't
hugely.
You? Yeah. You're a hero.
I'm like,
or
do you
zero?
Know what? You guys are drinking too much, and this is really disgusting, and you should be ashamed of yourself because I don't do that anymore. And then next week, woo!
It's real annoying.
The woo?
No, the other one. Yeah. You guys should be ashamed of yourselves. Disgraceful.
He did that. Remember that?
Whee!
Oh, the fitness app. Oh, my God. That was, like, terrible.
I thought you didn't hold grudges.
The fitness pal app that I got him into, and we'd go to functions, and I'd be like, oh, I'd put that down. Do you know how many calories that's got in?
I knocked a loomy out of a woman's mouth.
And they're like,
you don't want that.
You don't want that. It's got so many calories.
That's your whole lunch.
She's like,
Did her a favour.
Over the years, I've seen the two of you come in and out of lots of different phases.
You're just consistently you. And that's why we're trying to inspire you to be less you.
Just a little less you.
I'm quite happy over here being...
You?
Well, yeah.
It's the only you you've got.
Being a subpar human.
Well, only compared to us.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
It's got to hang around in different circles.
Yeah. I keep trying, but then you two just keep coming back to me. In the podcast today, we have an important meeting with someone from Allen's Lollies who's helping us on our mission to do the first ever brown snake.
A little bit disappointing. I thought it might have been, you know, Allen, but it wasn't.
Why is it called Allen's?
I don't know.
That's a really great question. Mm.
Probably the guy that started the company was called Allen's.
Or well, last yeah, name. I know, it's usually right? their last name, isn't it?
Yep.
As we Google. But is it like an overseas?
It's owned by Nestle.
Ooh.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Alfred. Alfred Weaver Allen was his name.
Mm-hmm. Alfie Allen.
Yes, he was a Melbourne confectioner. God, that was a real big thing back in the day, isn't it?
Yeah. He stayed with the big windows and you'd watch him pull the taffy and all that sort of stuff.
Olive.
Your 100-year-old grandma.
Her husband, was a confectioner.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Wow, they've got so many lollies. Fantails, Jaffers, Minties.
Oh, Fantails are one of my favourites. Mm-hmm. So if we get in with them with the brown snake, you know, we've got lollies for life.
Yeah.
Like we should just go, hey, can we, Jaffers are good.
What we didn't discuss, and we probably don't want to go too far down the road, but when we get the brown snake going, we've got to have some sort of golden ticket thing in there, Willy Wonka style, don't we?
Sherbies.
No.
Why not?
What do you mean?
Because Willy Wonka is another...
That's another brand.
Competing brand.
But in America.
No, it's here.
Really? Yeah, we won't call it that. We'll call it... This is a golden ticket.
It won't be golden. It'll be silver. It'll be brown ticket.
It'll be a brown
ticket.
Yes, the brown ticket.
Yeah, and you get to come third to the opening of the...
Do they make drumsticks? The ice creams? And Frosty Fruits.
Is that Nestle, their parent company?
Don't know. Oh, no, that's the former ones they used to make.
Right.
They must have sold them.
Kit Kats. Love a Kit Kat.
Sour lollies are the rage, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
No, I like them.
Yeah, I'm like them. My kids love Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch ones.
Yeah.
Sour Patch Kids, what are they?
They're just tubes, but they're soury and they're covered in soury sugar. Let's make them a mouthwater.
Yeah.
Like those cola bottles.
Yeah.
Chocolates.
Well, how does the meeting go on our quest to make a brown snake? You'll find out in this podcast, plus answers to Alpha Bucks as well. Let's get into it.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
We wanted to make a brown snake, right?
Because Allen's Snakes Alive, they have every flavour, but they don't have brown.
We thought it would just be good for Brisbane because we are known as the brown snake.
Yes, the river is the brown snake.
The most notorious snake in the country.
Would you eat a brown snake?
Mm. Yep.
Lolly.
Confectionery.
Yeah, we're on a mission to make the brown snake represented by a brown snake lolly. This could be the mascot for the Olympics. Has that been decided yet?
Not yet.
It's brown snake, done.
Yep.
Isn't the guys
highly, highly deadly?
Yeah, but That's what we are here in Brisbane. We, mess with us, we get
that's
you.
Right.
True.
Sounds good.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Not to mention too, like a toad is the mascot for the Queensland Maroons. Yes. They're poisonous.
Can't lick them.
You know?
True. No, that's a good point. And they're not even native.
No, that's right.
Introduced. Yeah.
So we've done a lot of investigating into this. It feels like Brisbane wants it.
Mm.
Yeah. Everyone said for sure. We're talking about different flavours as well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how much people go, well, yeah, lock it in. But that's the hard part that we've had because we did say, hey, does anyone want to make it for us?
Apparently it's a little bit harder to make a lolly than we thought.
Yeah, well, you were going to try and just melt them all down, weren't you?
Yeah, melt cola bottles down.
You mentioned that on the radio and you have to be careful what you say, Steph, because my kids were like, hey, do you mind if we melt down some lollies like Steph's doing?
I can.
Like, I didn't.
Just making them in the microwave. Rory does it all the time.
In the microwave, they want to put it on a stove and melt them all.
You can do that too. Put it in a bowl and then boil water.
So we thought if we would just make something a little bit more legit.
Well, the issue with that is, although a great idea, is it will take 482 days to make 7 lollies.
And we'll probably run at a loss.
Yeah.
just hygienic and stuff as well.
We thought, house.
No, of course it is, but it's not like a factory. We wanted to get
it. I got no Oompa Loompas.
No. And we want to get this put into shops. We're thinking canteens, schools, everywhere you buy your lollies.
Show bag, maybe?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
For the Ecker.
We've got our first official lead because it's all been a pie-in-the-sky idea. We've got the great ideas. We've got the support of Brisbane. But the manufacturer is what we need. Now, we have a board meeting in about 4 minutes.
Mm.
We're getting a call from the marketing manager and flavour enthusiast.
What a job.
Of Alan's Lollies.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to pitch this idea to her and find out if it's possible.
Yeah. Which you think, I mean, in your thinking, right? Because this is where I go. They already make the Snakes Alive lollies, right? So they've got the cast or whatever it would be, the mold, and then all they have to do is make a brown one. I could see this being turned around in a week. You reckon?
Yeah, well, we don't really know how it works, but sure.
Mm.
They could just put it on a night shift is what you're thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, but just instead of putting red dye in, put brown dye in.
You know?
Yeah. Run them.
Bingo,
they
banker.
Do have to supply, I think, around the world.
Yeah, we could do that.
No. I mean, they already do. That's why they're quite busy.
You mean we're asking them to stop their business to help us out?
That's what I meant. You're asking them to stop the production of the demand of, you know, that they've obviously researched and had a lot of data to say they need this much.
Also, the profits of the brown snake, where do they go?
Us.
Yeah, charity. Us. We're a charity.
We're not registered yet, but...
Like us, as in the three of us, or we've got to pour it back into the people somehow.
What if...
Do you know what? Can we not talk to her about that, though? Mm. Because she's just about getting it made. Mm-hmm. That's when we start speaking to the salespeople at Allen's and going, hey, just wondering where all this money is going.
I reckon we could
put
do...
that on our agenda for the next meeting.
We could go full circle with it.
We don't want too many board meetings today.
And it would be quite ironic if all the money that we make from the brown snake lolly, we put in to making the brown snake blue again.
We tried that, Stav, remember?
But we didn't have any funds.
No, there was a little fish there that is protected.
I know.
And the dye would affect them. We went through that.
To be honest, I've been going down fishing every weekend. I think I've almost got them all. They were endangered, so there wasn't that many.
Is this possible? That is the question.
And joining us to answer that question from Allen's is Shannon. She is a flavour enthusiast.
And marketing manager.
And marketing manager too.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning. What a terrible job I have, right?
Yes. Flavor enthusiast. So good.
What does the flavor enthusiast do 9 to 5?
It involves a lot of eating lollies, which is something that I'm willing to do for the good people of Australia.
Now, let's talk about the good people of Brisbane. The brown snake, I guess, is world famous, really, when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is our Brisbane River. And look, hey, it doesn't sound nice when you kind of go, well, what we want it to be a deep blue. But it's brown and what we have to deal with. And just to have a snake that represents it, a brown snake, do you make any brown snake lollies?
We do not currently make any brown snake lollies.
Okay.
But because we are trying to get the brown snake made and looking into it, like what's the process? If you want to put a new lolly out there in the world, how long does that normally take?
I'd say probably longer, actually, than people would expect. Mm. The minimum generally is about a year because we need a lot of time to kind of experiment and ensure that it's perfect because Alan's lolly lovers are pretty particular and we've got to make sure the flavour is perfect.
I know we're trying to get a partnership going here, Shannon, but I don't reckon you guys spent a year working on the black cats. I reckon someone just said, chuck that in there, chuck that in there.
I love the black cats.
And you're
actually,
yeah.
I can tell you, actually, the black cats were because people asked to bring them back. And we brought them back in their own brand, so their own bag. So the black cats are actually a lolly of the people.
Right. Well, the smallest groups are always the loudest, Shannon.
So what are you saying, though? If this is a lolly of the people, how can we fast track it? Because there's so many flavours that just, you know, pop out. We've had people suggest cola.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate.
Yeah. Cola again.
So what's the pitch? Cola or chocolate?
I would say
what can
cola.
You do quicker?
I would say cola. Because I think that's, you know, it's a classic Joob flavour.
Yeah, and brown's easy. You just mix all the colours together, right?
Absolutely. That's exactly how we do it. Actually, maybe we should get you guys in the factory. You can probably make them yourself.
Now we're talking.
Now we
Thank
are
you so
talking.
Much.
Yeah,
that's it.
That would be awesome.
So we'll be there today, probably around about 9.
The other question is, Shannon, you know, we've had discussions also around, would we do a bag of snakes where there'd be, you know, like all the littler ones, or would we go kill a python? Mm. What would be an easier thing to manufacture, do you think?
Look, I generally think that the bigger ones are stretchier and better, personally. If you go a killer python, you can get quite a few flavours in one, but you seem very set on brown only.
Yes, yeah, brown only.
So
brown
maybe a normal-sized snake is the one for your idea.
Okay.
I know you say it's generally a year, but what about if we do all the research? What about if we just hone in on this full-time? Mm-hmm. What's the quickest you could get a production
Look, I hope no one from the team is actually listening, but look, we can fast track on occasion. If the idea is great enough and the pitch is strong enough, you never know, we can probably fast track.
Okay, so it sounds like we need to work on a pitch.
So time for, like, the ECHA? August.
August, okay. Because I guess, Shannon, when we think about it, no one really knows how the process of making these lollies work. We just assume you've got a snake-making machine for the snakes alive. You just put in the brown flavouring, but it sounds like it's a bit more of a larger process than that.
It is quite a large process. I mean, the amount... So we produce 240 million snakes in a year.
Wow.
So it's pretty incredible. It's the number one lolly product in Australia. Yeah. So a lot of work, a lot of people, a lot of very, very passionate people at the factory, but it is quite the process. And let me tell you, the people that work at the factory would never, never let me launch a product that wasn't perfect because they're so passionate.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, all I'm hearing is yeses from you at the moment, Shannon, is yes, you can do it.
Not a definite no,
but
definitely.
But it's just the timing we need to work out.
Yeah.
Just the timing. And look, guys, I'm a big cola fan, so I'd probably steer you guys in that direction rather than chocolate.
Yeah,
But, you know, if there's a bit of groundswell, things happen. Mm-hmm. So you guys have social platforms. I promise you I will listen and read and I will take it back. All so right. Whatever you guys, I will 100% listen to whatever pitch you have.
Okay.
We need to start a petition. Mm. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, look, I'm just telling you how some things move in the world of lolly.
Lolly politics, it sounds really stressful.
Yeah. Wow. Lollitics, hey?
Lollitics.
Oh. All right. Well, unfortunately for you, Shannon, we now have your personal phone number, so we will be in constant contact.
No problem. Thank you so much. I love it.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
A local man, you know, he's thought he's done the right thing. November last year, he's gone to an auction in Clayfield. Beautiful place. I was saying that's near Ascot, right?
Yeah, that way.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Brisbane?
Is that that way?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Beautiful place. And he's thought, oh, you know what? This is a beautiful house, and it's a multi-gabled period home on a corner block that had all the bells and whistles of the historic Queenslander, including traditional VJ walls, polished timber floors, high ceilings, lead light, French doors. It had everything, 4 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms. But the one thing it did not have...
4 bathrooms?
4 bathrooms, that's overkill.
The one thing it did not have was his wife's approval. Nevertheless, he thought he would surprise her, bought it at auction in November.
Uh-huh.
It's just gone back on the market.
Oh, no.
Oh, she did not.
Because she did not come around to the house. And I want to know in 13, 10, 60. Because you know where I'll be back when I didn't come around. When did you not come around, or when did your partner not come around to the idea? You know when you're like, oh, she's going to love it. I'm going to buy a boat. It's going to be fantastic. We're going to go out. And she's like, no, no. And you got to put it back on
but
the market.
I named it after you.
Yeah. My brother had to do that. He bought a, when I say a yacht, it's only like a little sailboat. It was only cheap. Mm. And he had the idea that they were going to sail around the world.
Mm. Oh, sailboats suck.
It's only a small one as well.
But still, you've got to work it.
Yeah.
If I go on a boat, I want to have a tin. Yeah. I want to turn the motor on. Yeah. Zoom. I want to be like, quick,
he
grab
sold
this.
It. Yeah. He sold it because my sister-in-law did not come around. She's like, I'm not going. Why would I go on? I don't want to. Yeah. I'm not going on a boat. The only other person that I knew that wanted to do that was Scott. And I said, Scott, if you guys want to go.
Sleep.
But yeah, she was not as happy with it. So he's had to put it back on the market. But he did wait from obviously November until February to be able to do that.
So did he make any money? You know?
He actually did make some money.
There you go.
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to do it again.
He's made back because the person that wanted to buy it but didn't have the money because hadn't sold their home was like, oh, my God, it's back on the market. So he did make $100,000 off it.
Well done.
Yeah, I mean, amazing. Mm. But it's just he really wanted to move in.
Did you
in.
Come around then?
Yeah.
That would make me come around? Yeah. I'll come around for him.
Hey, babe, buy whatever you want, whenever you want.
Yeah.
Have you ever purchased something without, like, having the discussion? Because I always like the people that are like, I bought a racehorse and she didn't know. And
no, God, no. You know I'm not like that.
No.
I'm like, babe, I want to buy this. She'd be like, go for it. Go, you're right, we shouldn't. No way. No. My neighbour bought his house next door before his wife had been through it. She approved the purchase.
Mm. Mm.
So I remember meeting him the day that they moved in and he's like, oh, yeah, Jackie's about to look through the house. It's like, what do you mean?
Because yeah,
she hasn't
that.
Been in it.
She hasn't been in it.
Scotty didn't look at ours.
No, he didn't.
He didn't look at ours. So the first time that he looked at it is when I said, oh, by the way, there's cement underneath. You need a jackhammer.
I bet he was real happy about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he wanted a doer-upper. That's exactly what he wanted to renovate a house.
See, I got a tattoo without talking to Kat.
Yeah? She like it?
Yeah, she did. She was on a cruise.
Oh, there you go. She came around.
Yeah, no, but she was on a cruise.
Your ex's
and I just,
name?
and I just, I went in and I was always looking for a moose tattoo and I went in and I just wanted to get a rough idea and I went, oh, I'm looking if someone can do this. And he went, yeah, sit down. I went,
Oh, this is.
Okay. Guess we're doing it.
Yeah. Well, 13, 10, 60, did you buy something or do something and you're like, oh, they're going to love this.
It can be small. This. It's obviously not a
no, well, could we got a house. Animal, a pet or something, who knows? Yeah. Maybe you adopted a child. you did it and then you were waiting for your partner to come around, but no, didn't happen.
Didn't happen. Megan and Narengba, what did someone buy and you did not come around?
So about 7 years ago, my husband actually discussed with me getting a jet ski and I simply said no, and he went and got it anyway.
Oh.
Do you like it?
I did at the start, not so much now, so it's actually on market.
Ah.
This is an ad. This is perfect, Megan.
I think the problem with something like a jet ski is it's fun the first few times, but then it starts to cost more money, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. Services are not cheap, although my daughter loves it and never wants to get rid of it. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah. How much are you selling it?
Me?
How much are you selling it for, Megan?
$8,000.
Yeah, there you go.
Maddie?
Yeah.
No, I don't have that type of money.
I just like him listening to this though.
What? Careful,
Esther
he might buy it.
I'll buy it. Esther would love it. It'll be a 40th birthday present.
Test the theory.
Imagine if I turned up at home with that on the car. Yeah. Back of the car. Hey babe, happy birthday.
That's what you've always wanted. You just didn't know it.
Melinda in Acacia Ridge, what did someone buy and you didn't come around, or maybe someone else didn't?
I didn't come around. My husband bought a goat without me knowing instead of a lawnmower. Overnight, he had destroyed all my garden.
Yeah.
My dog tried to play with it, and it headbutted the dog, so the dog wanted to get it. So then we had to lock the dogs up, and then I said to him, you've got to get rid of this goat. Yeah. So he took it back to the lady he bought it off of and had to pay her to take it back.
Goats, man.
Yeah. That's like a threat, isn't it? Mow the lawn again. Get a go.
Well, the lawnmower had broken down for ages, and our grass was so long, and he just thought it was a smart idea to get a go.
Can you imagine that? He walks in, he's like, "Melinda, I have to tell you something. I've made a purchase."
I told him, "You get rid of that goat, or it's me."
Ah, you are the goat. Yeah.
Wow. Good. How much did he pay the lady to take it back?
Well, he paid for the goat $30, and then he paid the lady $50 to take it back.
That's a scam she's running,
yeah.
I reckon.
Real pain in the ass.
Your wife will love it. So cute. Christy and Karina, you didn't come around to what?
V8 Holden Commodore.
Okay.
Oh, a lovely car.
And burnt orange. Oh. And, yeah, he just came home with it one Saturday and said, "Look what I bought."
Wow.
Still got it, has he?
No, he said he'd take me for a trip to Sydney and I'd come around, and it cost us more to drive to Sydney than it would have to fly, and he got a speeding ticket.
Cherry on the cake. Well done.
Yeah. So we came home and he got rid of it.
Yeah, right. I'll take it for a spin. She'll love it after this. Yeah. She's really going to fall in love with the
Does he want to buy
motor.
A goat, Christy? Danny in Strathpine, what happened to you?
Hey, morning, guys. Okay, so I brought a camper trailer because I thought it'd be great bonding experience for the family, go camping, all that stuff we did as a kid. Mm-hmm. Anyway, my husband said, I can't believe you brought this. You're going to hate it. I go, no, babe, it's going to be great. So we hooked it up, took it away up the sunny coast. Mm-hmm. 8 o'clock at night, I said to him, pack up the trailer, we're going home. I hate it. Take me home. And then it sat in the backyard for 3 months. And he said, are you going to do something with that or not? And I said, oh, I'll try to sell it. So I went to get my nails done. I said to my nail tech, I've got to get rid of this camper trailer. She goes, I'll buy it off you. Okay, great. All yours.
Perfect.
And it's gone.
So you didn't come around to your own purchase.
No. Yeah.
No, it was nothing like I remembered as a kid.
Because you didn't have to set it up when
you
were a kid.
Yeah, you went and played in the playground or the pool that was very heavily chlorine. Yeah.
Well, Mum and Dad are going, hold on to that bloody rope. Good on you, Danny.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
This is a true story. It happened to a friend of a friend of mine.
Ooh, we haven't done a folklore for a while. And you know when you hear those stories and you're like, oh my God, that is unbelievable. Was it your friend? And they're like, well, it was a friend of a friend. And you're like, wait, it didn't happen if that's the case. But if everyone knows this story, then we know that it's kind of real, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So we have to see if you can finish off this story on 131060. If you've heard this before, if a makeup artist has told you, because it's to do with a wedding, and there was a makeup artist who was telling everyone this story, and you're like, oh my God, must be true, until it ends up being a friend of a friend.
Wasn't it a makeup artist that kicked this whole thing off for us, who was telling a story to you about the formaldehyde and the dead body?
A nurse. Katie the nurse. Right. And she was telling me a story at the hairdresser's, if that's what it
right.
is. And she was like, oh my God, you're not going to believe this story. I'm like, I've heard this story.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, it happened to a friend. I'm like, no, it didn't. She's like, no, it happened to a friend of a friend. I'm like, mate, it's made up. Mm-hmm.
So the idea, we're going to play you this. You finish off the story. Mm-hmm. And if people know it, well, then it's obviously fake because it's one of those folk.
Right,
folk,
yeah.
Folk
everyone calls. Knows.
13, right. 10, 60.
On two occasions I've been told this, both by makeup artists. We'll call her Jenny. Jenny says to me, I did a wedding the other day and you never guess what happened. She said the bride needs to go to the toilet just before the ceremony. This is like pre-ceremony. And she walked into the toilet.
Mm-hmm. She walked in.
She saw her groom.
The toilet. Yeah.
Doing something.
Yeah.
That could break up the wedding.
You don't really do the open door policy till like 6 months into the relationship, do you?
What do you think it is? 13, 10, 60. Have you heard this story before? Is it just a folklore? Or is it actually real? Because, I mean, if no one gets it right, it's a true story. 13, 10, 60.
Maybe this is what that song Panic at the Disco was singing about way back when.
Maybe.
Remember? It was like...
Yeah, haven't you guys ever heard of...
Closing the goddamn door.
Yeah.
But what was that? That's actually proven he was... Now, weren't they mouthing out about the bride?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were just complaining about it. No, this is worse.
All right. So what happens next? 13, 10, 60... if everyone knows about it, well, then it's obviously a fake story.
Mm.
If you don't, it's 100%
true. Happened, and it's pretty hectic.
Yeah. So what do you think happened with the groom? What did she bust him doing?
In the bathroom.
All right, we'll play it one more time.
On two occasions I've been told this, both by makeup artists. We'll call her Jenny. Jenny says to me, I did a wedding the other day and you never guess what happened. She said the bride needs to go to the toilet just before the ceremony. This is like pre-ceremony. And she walked into the toilet.
And she saw her groom doing something that was wedding ending. What do you think it was? 13:10:60. Jess in Greenslopes.
Morning, guys.
Hey.
I think that the groom was having an affair with one of the bridesmaids.
Ah, just a quick one before he walks down the aisle.
That must happen a lot.
Oh, I reckon it. Well, not a lot, but I reckon it would happen.
I hope his sister wasn't a bridesmaid. That usually happens.
That would be wedding ending.
Is she right?
Her sister. Mm. Look, I'm sure that's happened, but this is not this story. This is worse, Jess.
Worse than that, Jess.
Worse.
Stick around. You're going to want to hear what happened. Steve in Stafford, what do you think the bride caught the groom doing in the bathroom that was wedding ending?
I am 100% sure the bride saw the groom jumping out the window.
Ah. That's definitely wedding ending.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Quick escape.
Might have happened, but that's not this story. It's worse, Steve.
It's worse, Steve.
It's worse. Oh.
Yeah. Wait till you hear it.
Okay.
Friend of a friend.
Georgia and Yarrabilba, what do you think?
I think that it was she walked in on her soon-to-be groom being breastfed by his mother.
Okay, let's listen to this.
But he was in there. The groom was in there.
Doing drugs?
No. He was being breastfed by his mum.
Sorry, what?
Wow.
What?
What? How do you know this story, Georgia? Was it your friend?
No. I heard it on TikTok. I see a lot of those, like, story time TikToks, and it was on there.
What are you thinking? Can it be real? I mean, come
it
on.
Can't be.
How old was he meant to have been?
Marrying age,
so it could be any age, really.
Bitty.
But no.
Bitty. Mummy bitty. Why is it always British people that do this?
I don't know. You're British. Tell me.
Well, I'm Scottish. It's different.
Oh, isn't it? Because normally you say it's all the same thing.
No. He would have been English. Filthy Englishman.
He believes in Brexit all of a sudden.
Yeah.
That can't be real, though.
It can.
Like, I mean, physically it depends. Like, if he's not that old and she's still... I mean, it still produces it if you're still using it.
If he's having it every day, she would still...
But you wouldn't, though.
No? Once every second day? Is that your mind? I don't know.
And how's it happening? Like, is he sitting on the toilet and she's standing there?
That's a good question. I hadn't thought of all that. Is
what
she
are the
on
physics
his
of it?
No, you're taking something that's quite beautiful and quite natural and making it very weird.
We're not.
So.
They're the ones that did
it. I meant them. I meant you guys. I meant them. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Like, would she have to...
Yeah. Mm. So they didn't get married after that, right? That was the end of it?
No one knows the story.
Yeah.
What'd they say on TikTok, Georgia?
I believe that they said that she cancelled the wedding.
Right.
Okay.
He made a real tit of himself.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Not going to lie, it's been a highly anticipated film for me ever since I saw the poster and then the trailer. And then last night, finally the wait came to an end when I went to see Cocaine Bear.
The bear, it did cocaine. A bear did cocaine.
You're safe. Bears can't climb trees.
Of course I can.
Spoiler alert, the bear does a lot of cocaine. Now, if you're unaware of this story, I did bring this to the table a few months ago before I knew it was going to be a film. But the true story, it's based on a true story. And the true story is that a drug smuggler was flying over a forest. He knew he was going to get arrested when he landed, so he threw 30 kilos of cocaine out the window into the wilderness. A bear stumbled upon it, ate the cocaine, and for 10 minutes was the apex predator on the planet, and then its heart exploded and it died.
So it was only 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And it died. But, so based on a true story, and at this place, wherever it happened, they have it stuffed now, right?
Yeah, in a museum in Kentucky. Yes.
Is it a big bear?
Oh, it's a black bear. It's a fairly sizable bear. Yeah, do your damage.
Is there any twist to the movie?
Yeah, well, in the true story, obviously the bear just dies and they found it in the wilderness. Right. In this one, it finds population and eats a lot of people.
Okay.
Mm.
I'm just picturing it's time to have a picnic. Oh my God.
I don't think there was any Yogi Bear reference.
There should have been.
There should have been. Yeah. But I got to say,
fun on yourself. It is.
Do you reckon someone said that? Just before they got killed?
Save yourself for me.
Is he acting good?
Yeah, well, it's look, it sounds...
I mean, it's just like, okay, guys, so your motivation here is the bear is chasing you and it's been on cocaine.
Yeah.
Got it.
It sounds ridiculous, but it's got a quality cast. It's got Alden Eldritch, Ray Liotta in his final film role, which is a great legacy for him because he's a classic actor, but then he died after the making of the film. No, Elizabeth Banks is the director. And
yeah,
she's
amazing.
And it does, she even says, like, it's mayhem and it's carnage and stuff, but it also has stuff to say about the drug war of the 80s in America and all that sort of thing.
In the true
well.
Story, did the guy get arrested?
I don't know the end of that story. I don't, probably.
Yeah.
But they do say at the end, and you might get some people going to look, they never found the rest of the cocaine. The bear didn't eat all of the cocaine, and they're like, still out there somewhere. But I do owe the people at the movie theater a slight apology, because when we were walking in, as they do these days, they were handing out popcorn and stuff.
Yeah.
And they were also hilariously handing out Whiz Fizz.
No, they were
100%
not.
They were.
I don't get it.
100% they were. And
were all the toilet stalls
full. And they gave me the Whiz Fizz, and I said, "Oh, actually, have you got anything harder? Ha ha ha. Where do we get the real stuff from? Ha ha." And then my mate said, "Oh, I'm just going to pop to the loo." So I sat, I stood at the front of the line waiting for him, and while I was only there for 5 minutes, and no word of a lie, 7 to 10 other people made the same joke.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm so sorry, guys.
Did they laugh every time like, yeah, it was the first time they heard it?
Do you come with the car? Oh, yeah. You.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Yes, I think it's safe to tell this story.
Are they at school?
They are the
kids. Or is she at work?
No.
Or is your mother-in-law down from Toowoomba?
I'm not scared of...
No, of course
my
you're
wife,
not. Oh, and then what's
daughter.
The other one? Zeta, she hasn't got the radio on at work.
You're in my top five as well.
No,
she's listening.
I say that now.
I have a list of top five women to not go against in my life. One of them is my five-year-old daughter, and she happens to be in my wife's list as well. And I think a lot of people could probably relate to what it's like to have a demanding child, and sometimes it's easier to give in to them than it is to fight them. Because my daughter, she'll fight to the death.
Isn't that, aren't they just a reflection of their parents, which is how we feel about you? We just...
You're right. Esther really needs to work on her behaviour.
Again, looking at the clock just to double check.
So last Friday, so it was Xander, my 8-year-old son's birthday. Mm-hmm. And so Friday I picked him up early from school because he's getting into golf, and I thought it'd be fun little birthday activity.
And you're loving it, aren't
I'm
you?
Loving it. It's
you're
great. It. It's good. So him and I went to the driving range, and then I went back to school to pick up my daughter because I didn't want to take her. I wanted it to be about him.
Yeah, of course.
So when we picked him up, went to play golf, went back to the school to get my daughter, and I said to Xander, which he was totally on board with, he knows how it works in the house. I said, "Your sister can't know you came home early."
Yeah, of course.
Right. Right.
She'll just lose it. Why did he get it when you're picking me up?
Yeah.
Blah, blah.
So when we got back to the school, I got his school bag out of the car, got his hat, because all the kids put their hats on when they get out of class.
Had he changed for golf, or did you make him wear his school uniform so it was easier?
Made him wear a school uniform.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Straight up. Mm. Put his school hat back on and get his laptop out of the car as well. And I said to him, we got there with 5 minutes to spare. Yeah. I said, "Okay, now go and stand just near outside your classroom." And I said, you come over as if I never picked you up, and I'll wait at Eden's
and
classroom.
And I'll say,
like,
how was your day? What is the teacher thinking at this stage where she's like, "You've just picked him up
we don't care.
Hours ago"?
No,
right. That's right. It's role play, whatever.
Yeah, self-preservation.
Yeah, she'd probably get it.
Did you get away with it?
Well, yes.
As far as we know.
Well,
so, does he ever use it to flip you? Like, could he go like, "Dad, if you don't do this, I can tell her that we went to golf," but then I guess he wouldn't get to go to golf again. So
that's the only thing saving.
Yeah.
Saving.
Small little lies to keep everyone happy, we always say.
And make little baby Jesus cry.
So the bell goes off 3:00. She comes out. And Xander, he knows how to play it. So she comes out, gets her bag, comes over. Xander's not there. Like, he hasn't come over yet. And he wasn't inside his class. He was standing outside his class. So I'm like, "Where's your brother?" Anyway,
no, he's late. He's got out of school late. How annoying.
I'm sort of chit-chatting to Eden and said hello to one of the parents. I'm like, "Where is this kid?" I'm like, "We need to go and find your brother." So I turn around to walk over. Xander walks over. He's like, hey, Dad, how are you? I'm like, hey, mate, how was your day?
Where have you been? You're late.
I had a great day today, Dad. What have you been up to?
It's like ages so since I've seen you, Dad.
Then we're leaving, right? We walk past the kiss and go area. Mm-hmm. His mates.
Oh, no.
No.
Xander, I thought you went home early today.
Oh, no.
God loves Xander. Mm. Runs straight up to him and goes, shut up. I'll be on Fortnite when I get home. I'll tell you what happened.
Wow, well
covered
done.
It off.
Well so, done.
The kid knows
you
how to commit
this
a crime.
Every Friday?
Not every Friday.
He's like a golf every Friday, right? Yeah.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Boys and their toys. Do you ever grow out of the love of them?
No, what you do is, as a man, is you manage to say that this toy is for the family.
Ah.
The family will benefit.
Everyone will enjoy
from
it.
This third whippersnipper drill that I bought.
But you do. You must get excited when you get some sort of whippersnipper and you, or something that you just go, yes, it's enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's got a motor. And my middle son is just, he got the hermit crab after being obsessed with a snake, but his obsession is just all-consuming,
right.
Like everything about it. Like it will be every 2 minutes. He'll want to talk about it, discuss it. How does he raise money? And to his credit, he does do chores because he's like, what chores can I do around the house?
Yeah.
And how much am I going to get for it?
It's all this bloody book's fault. The Barefoot Investor one.
He hasn't
one.
Even finished that, to be honest.
No, neither's Rory.
It's always what he's been like.
Yeah, right.
I said, you can clean the windows. So he started cleaning the windows and he's like, this is bull dust, used another word. He's like, it's too hard. I'm like, that's what chores are.
Yeah,
like,
that's why they're called chores.
He goes, well, come and help me. I'm like, no, I don't want to do it myself. And I'm not going to pay you if I have to do it again.
Yeah.
Give you a discount.
And he absolutely cracked it, threw it away. And then he came back and he cleaned the windows. And I have to say, he does a very good job.
Oh, yeah? Can he come to my place?
There's a little, if you will pay him, he will do whatever.
Okay.
So I was like, cool. Hey, he's like, how much do I get for it? I said, depends if it's a good job. If I've got to do it again, I'm not paying for it. And this is because he has decided. And he decided that he only wanted one yesterday, but he wants to get it that night. And he wants to get it, and he couldn't even explain it to me. He's like, you know that thing that you put on your feet and it goes wherever you want?
Socks.
You would have had it as a kid. So I'm like, I don't know. Mm. What is it?
Shoes?
No, you know, and you lean. And I could not work it out. He's like, kid at Dennis had it. And he was just getting so frustrated at me because I don't understand. Mm. And I was like, a hoverboard? He's like, yes. And there is a kid that has a hoverboard and you lean forward and it goes. And then I went into this big spiel that it's not actually
a hoverboard. It's not a hoverboard at all. It's ridiculous.
But he didn't grow up in beyond 2000 times when they actually had a hoverboard and that was going to be our mode of transport.
He may not even have seen Back to the Future, I imagine.
He hasn't seen Back to the Future.
No, so that's a poor generation of kids that actually think that's what a hoverboard is.
A hoverboard needs to
hover.
But it doesn't.
It wheels. Should be a wheelie board.
Although, unfortunately, I can't look up a wheelie board.
No.
You can only look up a hoverboard.
Mm.
And at the moment, they're discounted half price where he wants. And he's calling everyone trying to get this hoverboard. And I said, you can get one on your birthday. He's like, that's September. We had to work out where it was. And he's like, that's ages away.
Aren't they the ones that the batteries burn houses down?
Yeah, but it was 8 years ago that happened. So they've just stored them until then. So everyone forgot about it.
I thought that was electric scooters.
That they're doing it too.
Battery, yeah.
Right.
No, they were. So I had one about 8 years ago.
Because you were desperate for one, you saved up, and your mum said if
she
you did some chores.
She did, and I tried to take it on an aeroplane, and they wouldn't let me. It was like the day they changed the laws because they kept catching on fire. Couldn't take it on the plane. Had to leave it at the airport.
Did you like it?
They are pretty sick.
Did you still have your mullet back then too?
No, not at that point.
Okay. Don't you look a bit weird on them? Like
There's a great meme that says, whenever I see someone riding one of those things, I like to think that the vehicle started a lot larger and he suffered a lot of mishaps up until this point.
It's like, for one, they seem dangerous.
Yeah, they can be.
They go a bit fast and you just...
There's no way you can take them either.
I don't like one without, like, something to put your hands on. Like, it looks a bit weird when you just...
Well, the kids are all into them again because they've made an attachment where you can put you sit on it and it turns it into a little go-kart.
Ooh.
That's what makes them cool.
Yeah, the little thing. That's what he wants as well.
Oh, the hoverboard is actually amazing.
You can sit on it now?
Yeah, and that's what he saw and the kids were doing that yesterday. So he wants... Are you Googling now?
100%.
It's a pity your birthday just went past. Now you got to wait till Christmas. You better be a good boy for the rest of the year.
$200. You and Jagger can get one. And you can go on your sick hoverboards.
Because that might be weird. All the kids and Stav. Come on, guys.
Come on, guys.
Let's go. This is going to be awesome.
What are you talking about? He did the same when he had his he had a BMX. Remember he got a BMX recently?
Yeah, I was sick for a while there. It was a good 6 months, that.
I know.
He did the go-kart. Sweet, though. Yeah. I'm in. I mean, you could play like real life Mario. Be throwing tortoise shells at you. You could throw the hermit crab at us.
You get one and he will borrow it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Stop.
If you buy a van, I'm going to be real worried about you.
Play music, serve ice cream, be perfect.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Alrighty then.
The state will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
The force is with you, young Skywalker.
Woo! Good afternoon, good evening and good night.
All right, yes, time to play my movie game. I got a stack of movie titles here. I describe them without using any words in the title, and the person that gets the most wins tickets to go see Cocaine Bear. It's about a bear that does cocaine.
Yes, it's actually inspired by true events.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Cocaine Bear, it's only in cinemas from today. Go and check it out. Our first player,
Ashley in Rochdale South, going up against Thomas in Wilson. Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Thomas.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. So how this works, 30 seconds on the clock. Ash, you are going to go first and see if you can name as many movies as possible. Stav is now not allowed to use the title at all.
At all. Okay. Ash, you ready?
Ready.
Here we go. She goes to another world and there's a yellow brick road.
Wizard of Oz.
Yes. He's very, he's elderly and he hasn't had sex.
What?
He's never had sex and he's old.
Oh, 40-year-old virgin.
That's the one.
Are you old?
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Dirty Dancing.
Yes, indeed. She wears a glass slipper and runs away from the ball.
Cinderella.
Uh-huh. Jenny, I love you, Jenny.
First time.
Yay!
Oh, yeah, just before the buzzer. Nice. I think we'll give that.
All right, 5. Okay, Thomas, you got to beat 5. How you feeling?
All right. Yeah, good.
All right, it says here your favourite movie is Pulp Fiction, so I'm going to start with the last movie, okay?
All right.
Here we go.
Are you helping there? Are you helping?
No. It's a Pulp Fiction gag. Don't worry about it. Here we go.
Okay.
Thomas. It's set in a hotel and the guy goes crazy and tries to kill his family. Stephen King.
Shining.
Yes. Vampires. Stupid vampires. They're in a high school. It's a love story between a werewolf and a vampire. It's ridiculous.
Twilight? Oh,
that's the one. He's a kid. He's a wizard and he does stuff. He's got a lightning bolt scar.
Harry Potter.
Yeah. First rule of this one is we don't talk about it.
Fight Club.
Yeah. It's about a girl that shacks up with 7 dudes and they're minors.
It's Snow White.
That's the one. It's Robert De Niro's a crazy guy in New York. You talking to me? Are you talking to me?
Oh, we got a tie. We got a tie.
We got a tie.
2 winners. Well done.
Yeah, we'll give you both tickets to Cocaine Bear. Well done. Well done.
Good stuff, guys. They're coming your way. Good job, Stabby Boy. Don't miss the outrageous comedy inspired by true events, Cocaine Bear. It's only in cinemas from today.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Tomorrow is the 24th, a Friday. Ew. Alpha Bucks answers are...
Your letter is B and one of your answers is B and boyfriend and boost.
There we go. That's the podcast. Have a great day, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye. Stav,
Abby and Matt.
Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B. 105.
Your day was made better by Stav, Abby and Matt. Now search Dog Parks to find out how Brisbane City Council is making Brisbane better too.